I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 9th. Members of the newly formed citizens group Adjust Quincy are planning to rally outside Quincy City Hall before tonight's City Council meeting to protest the recent salary increases approved for the mayor and city councilors. Protesters are calling on councilors to repeal the raises in order to allow for a more thorough salary study. Quincy Ward 6 City Councilor William Harris says he will not accept the recent pay raise that was approved back in June. In a letter, Harris says he will work with the city to determine how to reject the pay raise. Councilors approved an annual salary increase from almost $30,000 to $44,500. Councilors also approved a mayoral salary hike from $150,000 to $285,000. Both increases are set to take effect on January 1st. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane will introduce a resolution calling on the state legislature to amend the right to shelter law to allow state-supported housing only to U.S. citizens who've been Massachusetts residents for at least 6 months. Kane says his proposal is in response to the growing migrant crisis. And Councilor Kane and Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash will introduce a resolution tonight calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The measure is in response to a Quincy citizens group that's been advocating for the City Council to take a stand on the issue for the past several months. Now, the MBTA Red Line is closed now between JFK, UMass, and Braintree through September 29th. To allow for improvements to 18 miles of track that officials say will reduce round-trip travel times on that stretch by 27 minutes. Free buses are replacing the trains, and fare-free commuter rail service is also available. Buses will also replace the commuter rail on September 14th and 15th. Today is the first day of school for Quincy kindergartners and pre-kindergartners. All other Quincy Public School students returned to classes last week. Paving operations will take place this week along East Howard Street, Winter Street, Des Moines Road, and Cleverly Court in Quincy Point. Project may create some temporary parking restrictions and roadway and pedestrian detours. The work will be completed by Saturday. Well, the new Quincy Animal Shelter that's being built on Quarry Street will be opened in February of next year. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch made that announcement during a fundraiser for the shelter last week. At the newly renovated Boardwalk Pizza and Donato's Gelato on the boardwalk at Marina Bay. The event featured a ribbon cutting for the restaurant, but also several dogs up for adoption, including 10-year-old Phil. Shelter President Sandra Sines said the mixed breed has had a difficult time. The Quincy Animal Shelter is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year and will hold its first ever golf tournament fundraiser on October 21st at Granite Links in Quincy. One person was injured last Thursday night in a potential stabbing at a hotel near the South Shore Plaza in Braintree. Police said officers responded to the Sonesta Simply Suites on Wood Road following a report of a possible stabbing. There were no apparent victims or suspects at the scene. However, officers did discover evidence consistent with an injury. Police said officers and detectives later found a potential stabbing victim at an area hospital. Authorities said they did not believe the suspect or suspects were still in the area, and that the incident remains under investigation. Allegations of bias and misconduct against currently suspended State Trooper Michael Proctor could impact several prosecutions, according to documents filed in court on Friday in three separate court filings. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey informed the court and attorneys that it had received an extraction of Trooper Proctor's work phone from the state police. Controversy about Proctor's work stemmed from information on his personal phone revealed at Karen Reed's trial. Proctor's been facing disciplinary consequences with the state police since July. The day Karen Reed's trial ended in a mistrial, Proctor was accused by Reed's defense of bias and conflicts of interest in his role as the lead investigator in John O'Keefe's death. He also read unprofessional, profanity-laden text about Reed from his personal phone when testifying at her trial. On Friday, prosecutors filed court documents in three separate cases regarding a recent extraction by state police of Proctor's work phone. In the court filings, prosecutors said the court that they're working to determine what, if any, information on Proctor's work phone or cloud account is discoverable in this or other cases, writing that information on that phone could reveal sensitive data about open investigations that would be contrary to the interests of justice. Matthew Farwell, the former Stoughton police officer, accused of grooming Sandra Birchmore as a teen and then killing her when she became pregnant with his child as an adult, has requested the cancellation of an upcoming hearing so his attorney can have more time to review his case. Farwell has requested a voluntary order of detention without prejudice, which, if granted, allows him to stay in custody while retaining his right to request a detention hearing at a later date. A detention hearing is currently scheduled for this Thursday, but the filing requests that it be canceled so Farwell's attorney can work through the details of the case. Sandra Birchmore joined the Stoughton Police Explorers Academy in 2010 when she was 12. She died 11 years later. An internal investigation followed, and the department said in 2022 that Farwell and two other Stoughton officers had inappropriate sexual relations with Birchmore, with Farwell accused of starting to see her when she was 15. The DA's office didn't bring charges against Farwell or the other two officers. Both have denied wrongdoing, and they're not facing charges in federal court. Lawyers of multiple John Does accused of soliciting sex are set to argue in court today that their clients' names should not be released during show cause hearings surrounding the case. Roughly a dozen unnamed men in court documents are accused of soliciting sex from elaborate brothel networks spanning from Cambridge, Watertown, and Eastern Virginia. Some of those unnamed individuals are said to be prominent public figures. None of the customers of the service have been charged in connection to the case. Cambridge District Court ruled over the winter that the names should be public during the hearings. The decision will now be appealed and heard today at the Supreme Court in Boston. Three men were arrested and charged back in November with running the sex service that crossed state lines and required information about their clients beforehand. Today's hearing is set for 9 a.m. Well, caregivers from the New England Aquarium's Sea Turtle Hospital in Quincy released three critically endangered turtles back into the wild last week after providing the animals with several months of rehabilitation. The Kemp's Ridley turtles were treated at the Quincy Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard over the past 9 months after becoming stranded in mid-December. Aquarium officials said the turtles suffered from the effects of cold stunning, which, according to NOAA, causes sea turtles to become weak and inactive from exposure to water temperatures below 50 degrees. The animals underwent treatment for hypothermia-related conditions, including pneumonia, dehydration, and emaciation. Aquarium officials said the complications were due to the turtles' inability to regulate their body temperature in the cold waters of Cape Cod Bay. Staff veterinarians cleared the turtles to return to Nantucket Sound off West Dennis Beach. Their caregivers sent them off last Thursday as crowds of curious onlookers watched. Aquarium officials say they treated 394 sea turtles during the latest cold stunning season. All of them were rescued from the Cape Cod shore in November and December when staff and volunteers with Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary scoured the shores for the injured animals. Kemp's Ridley are an endangered species. They face threats from commercial fishing, climate change, ocean pollution, and habitat degradation. Experts say rescue and rehabilitation efforts are vital to conserving the species. A check of business news this morning, and stocks took a tumble on Friday. The Dow sank 410, the NASDAQ lost 436, and the S&P dropped 94. Asian stocks fell today after another hit on Wall Street, as a highly anticipated update on the U.S. job market came in weak and added worries about the economy. The dollar was higher, the euro is down, oil $68 a barrel. In sports, the Patriots win their season opener in Cincinnati yesterday, 16-10. Their home opener next Sunday at Foxborough against the Seattle Seahawks at 1 o'clock. The White Sox beat the Red Sox 7-2. The Orioles come to Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, high of 74 degrees. Tonight's cloudy, a low of 49. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, 77. Sunny on Wednesday with a high near 80. Thursday, sunny with highs in the mid-80s. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, a west wind at 10 knots, high tide 4:11 p.m. Sunrise, 6:18, sets at 7:03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 9th.